After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Equanimity is the mind state of impartiality, not indifference. So it's like space which contains everything impartially. And one way of coming to this space of impartiality is understanding that things in this world are happening lawfully.
Welcome to the Joseph Goldstein Insight Hour. This podcast is an expression of our shared interest in self-discovery. Join Joseph as he shares his deep knowledge of the path of mindfulness. If you are interested in supporting this podcast, please go to beherenownetwork.com/Joseph.
Last night, Steve spoke about equanimity. And this evening, we're going to conclude the Brahmavihara practices with the practice of equanimity. It's a little strange that even though this is a quality of mind that we've been practicing during the whole retreat, still sometimes when we are directing it to particular people, or to all beings, or to ourselves, sometimes it creates some difficulties for us in the mind. Because we often confuse the quality of equanimity with its near enemy, which is indifference. When we use the phrases, which I'll mention in a moment, the very phrases that we use, unless we understand them fully and with some depth, it can sound as if we're really creating a sense of withdrawal or not caring or indifference. So it's helpful to know that this is not equanimity. This is something that looks like it, but is actually a more unwholesome state. Equanimity is the mind state of impartiality, not indifference. So it's like space which contains everything impartially. And one way of coming to this space of impartiality is understanding that things in this world are happening lawfully. They're not happening by accident. And so the equanimity phrase and the development of equanimity is closely tied in with wisdom. And when we repeat the phrases, in one way we could see it not only as the development of equanimity in ourselves, but the gift of wisdom to the person or persons we're sending it to. The classical phrase in this practice, and it can be I or you or all beings, depending who we're sending it to, you are the heir of your own karma. And karma here means past actions, present actions, future actions, that we are the heirs, we are the inheritors of the fruit of our actions, and that our happiness and unhappiness depends on our actions, not on our wishes. So it's a very clear wisdom statement. We can have all the metta, all the compassion in our hearts, in our minds. We can wish people well, wish all beings well, and still, if their actions are those that are the cause of suffering, suffering will follow. And so we need to balance the metta and the compassion and the mudita with this understanding of the lawfulness of phenomena. We bring the wisdom aspect into the development of these Brahma Viharas. So as you repeat the phrases, and I think Steve mentioned a few different ways it might be expressed, you know, things are the way they are. You are the heir of your own karma. Again, that means actions of past, of present, of future, that are, it's our actions which create results. So you are the heir of your karma, your own karma. Your happiness or unhappiness depends on your actions, not upon my wishes. So as you repeat these phrases, or whatever phrase encapsulates this for you, be watchful that it does not shade into indifference. It's not the sense, oh well, you'll get yours. That's not equanimity. Equanimity is just that impartiality of understanding how things work. And the phrase can be the offering of that understanding. So as you do the practice, I think you'll begin to get the flavors, both when it shades into indifference, and be watchful for that, and then see if you can bring the mind, the heart, back to that place of space-like openness, where we're simply acknowledging this is the nature of things, this is the Dharma, this is the law, this is how things happen. And so we're offering that wisdom really as a gift to others and as the basis for equanimity in ourselves. So in this practice, we begin with a neutral person, because generally the neutral person is someone for whom it's easy to feel equanimity. We're not closely bound up with different kinds of attachments or aversions. So we start with that person for whom it's easy. So if you can call to mind your favorite neutral person, you might just settle back into the body now. You know, breathe in and out, maybe through the heart center. Call to mind this neutral person and direct and repeat the phrase, either this one or the one you create for yourself. You are the heir of your own karma. Your happiness and unhappiness depends on your actions, not upon my wishes for you. And flavor the phrase with the understanding that this is the gift of wisdom. You are the heir of your own karma. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes. Keep the image or the sense of the person in mind. Repeat the phrase as if you're talking to them directly, offering this gift of wisdom. Whenever it feels appropriate, you can bring a benefactor to mind. Directing this phrase of equanimity towards the benefactor. You are the heir of your own karma. Your happiness or unhappiness depends on your actions, not upon my wishes. As you repeat the phrases, see if you can get a taste of the quality of equanimity in the mind. The quality of impartiality. Of understanding the lawfulness of things. Concentrate on the meaning of the words. So it's a settling into the meaning. If you like, you can move on to a good friend. It's challenging to develop equanimity with a good friend. Can we hold our good friend in the space of understanding? You are the heir of your own karma. Your happiness or unhappiness depends on your actions, not upon my wishes. If you like, call to mind a difficult person. Notice if the mind moves out of the equanimity. Let the mind, let the heart open up, including everyone here, everyone in Barry, out over the state, the country, the planet, in all the realms, all beings are the heirs of our own karma. Our happiness or unhappiness depends on our actions, not upon our wishes. Let the heart mind become as vast as space. Open to all beings with this offering of wisdom. All beings are the heirs of their own karma. Our happiness or unhappiness depends upon our actions, not upon our wishes. As you practice with this equanimity over the next days, pay attention to the movement of your mind as you do it. Notice when it veers towards the near enemy, which is indifference. Notice when it moves towards the far enemy, which is its opposite, which is reactivity. You just keep repeating the phrases with any category of being. And notice when the mind simply seems, it's like it slots in to what really is equanimity, impartiality, evenness, openness, like space. And the more you learn to recognize that quality in yourself, the easier it is to access it. And it's a very powerful, powerful practice as a meditation and a powerful quality of mind in our lives. So in some way it's the most subtle or the subtle or deepest of the Brahma-viharas. So it takes some time to explore it and to really get a sense of what it is in its purity. Be equanimous.